Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Ton Talks, your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered as is without any edits. So it's Thursday, another beautiful day here in New York. I think it's going to be up to 90 degrees, pretty hot. I know yesterday I was saying that I don't really have a lot of clothes, don't have a lot of like spring, summer clothes. Did do a little shopping last night, at least picked up another couple shirts. So at least I'm okay for today and tomorrow. It's really important for today because tonight, actually, another project I work on is another podcast. It's of a different format and length. It's not about advice or just me talking out loud. It's actually a radio play podcast where we have about a monthly play reading of an emerging playwright artist, typically in New York, but it doesn't have to be. We've had some playwrights across the country. And I think we did one internationally or a couple, I don't remember. We're in season three, but that is not important right now. What is important is that, yeah, we have these monthly play readings, mostly now in New York. And the one is one tonight, super excited about it. So what we do is we have a live audience. We have a musician that comes in. We have the playwright and the actors and actresses perform in front of a live audience. Then we have a sound engineer to record that, and then we distribute the episode for free on iTunes, Stitcher, all those great things. It's actually a really cool platform and idea because, you know, I think theater sometimes, at least back in the day, wasn't as accessible. Like, it had a high cost of entry, but now we're in this day and age. Theater can be more accessible, especially since we have the internet and we can distribute things on the internet for cheap or very free. So that's great, as well as it gives an asset to the playwrights as they go for grants or stuff. They'd be like, hey, check out this podcast. You can hear it or you can read it, right? At least I love listening to things, right? I'm not a big reader. It's just not my strong suit. Even as a kid growing up, wasn't my fan. But yeah, if you're interested, check it out. It's theparsnipship.com, or for social media, that's theparsnipshipny on Facebook and Instagram. Another side note, you may have noticed that I changed the tagline a bit for the show. So before it was your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered in an uncut, unfiltered way. Now it's your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered as is without any edits. I love your feedback on that. I think the reason why I changed it is I think it just flows a little bit better. Like, for me, it's a more natural delivery, but maybe more confusing. Who knows? At least that was my slight debate in my head. So if you do have any advice or any feedback on that, hit me up. Again, that's at the Todd Talks on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and now Snapchat. Got a business profile or a business one. Quick advice on that. So natively, Snapchat doesn't allow you to have multiple profiles. Instagram, Facebook allows you to, but on Android, you can create multiple profiles. And as long as you create another profile, then you can, you know, download it and then add it there. So quick little piece of advice there. So I'm very excited for the Snapchat because, like I mentioned in one of the previous episodes, that I want to start, like, instead of just doing the morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, and like before I leave for the day or start my day, I can just like go record it in like a selfie kind of mode, get me more comfortable on camera, get me more comfortable in short form. It could be like a quick inspiration, be like, hey, I just had this great chat and we talked about, I don't know, different kinds of flowers, and I learned about X and Y, try to like pass down different kinds of information, bits of information that I get. So definitely be on the lookout for that. Excited to do that because I think that kind of just like is another layer of what I'm already doing. Because again, voice is very easy for me versus writing. Not very good at writing. Reading, not my strong suits. So right, I won't be someone who will be writing a book. If I ever get a book, I'll probably have a ghostwriter. Totally okay admitting that. Similarly with blogs, can't really write. I can't write very well. Like, I don't know, it's not my strong suit. I can talk all day, I can listen all day. That's my platform. That's why I love voice. I love everything with a voice. Look, I'm looking right now at my Google Home. Actually, I was actually recording this episode a few minutes before, and my Google Home just like popped up and it started talking about the reminders I had for the day. I was trying to figure out how to stop it, but then it started going through the reminders, and at that point I was like, all right, I'm done. Actually, that's also an interesting segue. The reason why I love voice is because it just makes things easier for me, right? I just said reminders. Also, with my Google Home, when I wake up, I ask what the weather is and give me like clips of my news clips that I care about. So, anyway, main topic for the day, gamifying your life. When I was sick last week, I was scrolling through like Instagram or Facebook, and I got a targeted ad about this health product. I guess Google knows I care about my health, but I also like games or like somehow like whatever combination of the two. So I got this like core stability device that has like an Android, iOS smartphone, game mobile game to it. So basically, you plank on your forearms and it's an un, like kind of unstable device. And in these games, you kind of follow the cursor and you put it on the like these dots and you like do these patterns, whatever. So as a way to like again gamifying it. So you have your time, you have your personal score. I think that's great because that at least reminds me of childhood. When I was a child, I played a lot of video games. I'd like big Nintendo guy and 64 GameCube, all those cool things. So really just did remind me of that. And also just like, this is easy for me, right? Gamifying aspects of my life makes me more productive. Also in fitness as well. So for example, I've been running this like annual 5K around the same time. It's coming up next week. And 2 years ago when I did it, I did 25 minutes. Not the greatest, at least for me. And that's like, some people, it's great, and that's cool. But for me, I wasn't where I wanted to be. Then I started working out more and started more fitness. And last year, I got it down to 22 minutes. Great improvement. This year, I think I can beat that. I've been working out even more. I can do fitness classes now back to back. So it's just like, 1 hour of one type of fitness class, and then right after in the same studio, a different kind of workout, go through it, power through it again. I think one day I'm going to do it triple because there's now, and that studio now has classes back to back to back. So I might actually try that out one time, see how that works. The other thing, going back to work, is in previous roles, it's been a lot more transactional, so it's a lot easier for me to gamify it, right? So it's like, okay, you did X and you do Y, Z, and then like, how do you improve upon that in the course of a month, 3 months, 6 months? My current role, a little bit more complex, more ambiguous in nature, at least again for me. But I'm actually really excited, figure out a way to gamify it in a way that I'm passionate about, and in the way I think that actually improves the overall service for everyone. So excited to try that out. Gonna use my Google Home after this to remind me to follow up about this topic on the podcast. So be on the lookout for that. Probably forget, just like me. So sometime in the future, I'll be like, hey, remember when I talked about X? And if you were listening back then, you did. And if you would be a new listener at that point, obviously you won't. Anyway, I think that's all for today. As always, I hope you have a beautiful day. And per usual, if you need to reach out, do at the Todd Talks. I'll probably set up an email at some point, but that's a later goal. Anyway, leave it at that. Until next time. Have a good one.